This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The fate of the bill mandating insurers cover a particular kind of autism therapy is up in the air, with just a few days left in this year's Alabama legislative session. Applied behavioral analysis therapy is expensive, but parents of kids with autism say it's life-changing. Business Council of Alabama and Blue Cross Blue Shield oppose the bill over concerns of its costs. It's become a highly charged legislative battle between families and powerful interests in the State House. We talk about it with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us now, as he does most Thursdays, to talk politics. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Well, proponents of this bill say that opponents are using procedural tactics to delay the bill. Yesterday, the bill passed out of a Senate committee on a 14-2 vote, but the committee chair says he might not sign the committee report, which would prevent it from going to the Senate floor. Is this sort of thing unusual? Is this the way things work in the legislature?
Well, both. It happens. It's a little bit unusual the way this one went down because Tripp Pittman,
the chair of the committee,
I mean, he essentially killed this. It'll be a miracle if it comes back up, frankly. It's, for all intents and purposes, dead if he continues to do what he says. In the face of many people in his own party and in a fairly popular bill, and he is quitting the legislature, so he is basically staking his ground for whatever future that is by opposing this bill, where others perhaps might be more likely to succumb to constituent pressure.
It does seem to be a battle that, at least in some part, seems to be framed as a David and Goliath battle with families on one side and large insurance company and Blue Cross Blue Shield on the other. It may tug at hearts, but mandating coverage does put a financial liability in these insurers. Why shouldn't they fight it like anybody else?
Well, that's what the Blue Cross Blue Shield and the Business Council of Alabama, which is carrying their water, it also says. The question is, to me, as the majority of legislators down there seem to want to push this through. And so to throw this wrench into the system with the technicality, though not surprising in any way, has created a good deal of backlash.
Well, Senator Dick Brubaker, who supports the bill, he thinks that if it doesn't make it to the Senate floor, there's not a vote, that the Senate will blow up. The rest of the term is basically over. Is there any risk in taking that action?
Well, that depends. I mean, if you're like me and you think that every day they meet is a threat to the free world, then no. But on the other hand, there's a lot of important things they have to do. They still, of course, have to do the budget. They have to do many things. If they shut it down, it all goes away, and there's been an awful lot of time and money wasted. But again, that depends if you want them to pass things or not.
Well, if this session does run out and we don't have this bill passed, do those involved suffer in any ways? Are people going to remember this next year during elections?
And do they ever? I mean, certainly these families that feel so strongly and are affected so much by this therapy will remember, and they are motivated and they are energized, and they've gotten a lot of people to climb on their side. Whether people remember next time around, it's hard to say.
Also this morning, we talked last week about a state grand jury that's reportedly looking into the Birmingham Waterworks Board and other city agencies. Jefferson County Judge Joseph Buhacker had asked the lead prosecutor for an update to see if the grand jury's mandate needed to be renewed. Well, that left some wondering if the grand jury might be shut down. Well, that meeting happened. The judge and prosecutor met, and John, the headline out of that meeting seems to be the grand jury is going to continue.
Yeah, Judge Buhacker made no bones about it. He said there's a lot of weighty things in it. The documents, there are a lot of documents have been subpoenaed. They're moving forward, and he said he will do anything he can to allow that to proceed. We'll check back maybe next year, but knows that the grand jury can go as long as it needs to go.
After this meeting, after those statements, do we learn anything more about this grand jury?
Well, he did mention that he had spoken to a lawyer who had asked if Waterworks Engineering Company's subpoena, if it was a federal grand jury and the state had asked for the same thing, do they need to get both? And so, yes, so we know now that both of those grand juries are looking into waterworks-related issues.
He says he will let this continue for, it was a year that he wants another update?
Well, he said that he believes it can continue indefinitely, but he would probably check for another update just to make sure next year.
So if this is going on for so long, can we say anything about the scope of this probe or where it might lead?
Well, you know, one of these special grand juries, they're unusual. They're not like regular grand juries, and they tend to go on for a while. The Hubbard grand jury went on a couple of years. The ones on Larry Lankford in the federal system before went on about that long, and some have gone on even longer. So they go in and they dig and they start making cases, and that's why a lot of defense lawyers are opposed to them.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at AL.com. John, good to have you here.
Thank you.